I want to just talk to you this evening just briefly and about a very familiar verse that you know, and it has to do with guidance. You know, the Bible is described in various ways. It's described as a sword. It's described as seed. It's described as a mirror. It's described as water. But it's also described as a light. And I want to take you to Psalm 119, 105. This is a verse that many of you have committed to memory somewhere along the line. Or you, when I was reading it into this, even this afternoon, the music behind the little chorus that's been made out of it was playing in my mind. But Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It is a light. It's a light to guide us. And I'm going to talk about this evening. I want us to just think about the best guidance. You know, we live in a world when we want to get from one place to another. We have this wonderful technology available to us. And some of you use it regularly. Some of you may refuse to. Maybe you're just going to be old school and do it some other way. But that's called a GPS device. And you can get it. Many cars come with it in the dashboard already built in, or a little thing you can set on the dashboard. Or if you have a smartphone, you got GPS on it, which stands for Global Positioning Satellite. And your tax dollars paid for it. Thank you very much. But it was originally done as a military enterprise, and the government funded this thing and put up all these satellites. So ringing the globe, anywhere you are, you can't see it because it's so far out in space, but you're in direct line of sight with at least four global positioning satellites. And I'll give you the briefest explanation. If I don't get this clear, you can go read it on Wikipedia, okay? It's easy to do. But the only thing a global positioning satellite is, it sends a signal that your GPS or your phone receives. And it sends out information that says a time that was sent out, and your machine can detect the exact millisecond that was received, and it knows the difference between the moment it was sent and the moment it was received. And we're just talking just fractions of a second. But based on that distance, it knows how far that satellite is away from you. Okay. Now, it doesn't know which direction you are. The only thing it knows is, just say, you know, X number of miles away, and then you just can draw a circle from that distance out that far. And somewhere on the outline of that distance, that's where you are, the outline of that circle, that's where you are. But then you get another one, and those circles overlap. There's two places that the circle overlaps, and you're at one of those two places. But if you put a third circle on there, there's only one place that all three circles are going to overlap, and that's where you are. And with a fourth satellite, it becomes even more accurate. So basically, it just tells you where you are. And then you put in wherever it is you want to go, and the little machine marvelously will calculate how you can get from where you are to where you want to go. And we say, what wonderful technology! Has anyone ever had a bad experience with GPS? It's not foolproof, is it? The map has to be accurate, the calculation has to be accurate, the signal has to, you know, get through whatever it has to get through. In fact, if you use GPS to come to our house, it will direct you onto a street that does not exist. There's a right-of-way where the street is the right-of-way, but they never built the street, but Google Maps doesn't know that. It thinks there's a street there, and unless you want to drive through our neighbor's yard, I would suggest you don't use the GPS. One time we were going to our son's house, and we were going a different way than we normally would have in Virginia because we're coming a different way. You know, I'm just following GPS, and finally, I'm pulling into someone's driveway. It's like somehow we got bad information. So it is not foolproof. And then you have that very irritating voice, recalculating. Have you ever run into that one? Well, we're amazed by that technology, but God has given us something more fantastic than that, more marvelous than that, and definitely more reliable than that. It's called His Word. Your Word, He says, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That lamp, that being lighting the path, is to give us guidance. And I just want to share with you a few quick things to think about what this verse is. And we're just going to take that verse you see in front of him. We're going to just kind of take some of the words out of it and look at it tonight. But He says, Your Word is a lamp to my feet. First of all, good guidance begins with the right source. It begins with the right source. This is God's source. God is the source. It is your word. It's not the word of man. It's a lot more accurate than Google Maps. It's a lot more accurate than anything man could ever come up with. Somewhere along the line, you've read something in a book or a magazine in a newspaper that was proven to not be true. Isn't that shocking? That we get things wrong. Yesterday, I don't know if horse racing has never been my thing, but if you were watching on television or you watched the news, the first horse across, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. Until 20 minutes later, no, that's not the winner. It's this other horse that's the winner. And I guess if you're into that kind of thing, it was a big controversial big thing. I just went on with life and didn't bother me. But sometimes even what we determine we think is true is not accurate. But God's word is always true. It is always 100% reliable because we have the right source. And it comes from God. Therefore, it means this, that good guidance begins with the right information. And God gives us the right information. It is accurate. It is exact. It is on target. So when we look into God's word, he's saying, it comes from me. I'm giving you the information that you need to get from where you are to where you ought to be. That's all about path. That's all about steps. That's all about your feet moving along. All those are metaphors of moving through life. I liked what you shared about basic instructions before leaving earth. I think I got that right. That fits very, very well because that's what God gives us. So it is trustworthy. You can count on it. It is accurate. But then if you go to the end of that verse, it says that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It is a lamp and it's also a light. So the fact that it's a light, it's going to show you what you otherwise would not be able to see. When you're out somewhere in the dark, you turn on a light, you have a flashlight. That's another great thing about phones. Probably the next greatest thing besides GPS, many of them have that light on the back, and you have a flashlight with you all the time. But it gives you it lets you see what you otherwise wouldn't see. How much would we know about God, eternity, heaven, salvation, truth, if God hadn't have given us this book? We probably would suspicion a few things. I think the Word of God would tell us, particularly in Romans 1, that you should be able, without the Bible, to figure out that there's a Creator. You probably should be able to figure out that since there's a Creator, we're responsible to Him somehow. You might even be able to figure out that we have a problem because look around and look at us and look at our own hearts, we're deficient morally. But that's about as far as it would go, except that God has revealed to us the gospel. That there is a God who created us, we are responsible to Him, and the remedy for our sin, which separates us from God, is Christ's provision on Calvary's cross. And through faith in that, belief in that, we can be saved. And then He wants to change us. That's the information He gives us. What we would never see otherwise. It's a beautiful, illuminating thing. And then the lamp and the light. There's a difference between the two. They actually might be the same apparatus. Typically, a lamp was just a little clay or pottery oil lamp. And most of them, in fact, many of them, when we were in Israel a couple of years ago, you could actually buy ones that were dug up by archaeologists. In other words, they've dug up so many, you can only put so many of them in a museum, we'll just sell them to tourists now, okay? And they're very free. But basically, just this little bowl and little thing, you put a little wick in it, a little olive oil, light it, and you carry it around. It was kind of like your personal little flashlight. But the uses of it are two different ways, both the light and the lamp. And you see a hint here in how this works. You see, good guidance not only comes to show you what you cannot see, but good guidance will give you the next turn you need to take in your path. When he says, a lamp to my feet, if you think if you use that lamp and you get it in a certain place, you can just see the next step, okay? Make sure I'm not going to trip over anything. I'm not going to fall in a hole. I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not going to injure myself. It's just that next step lighting, that for my feet, the next step. I'm so glad that God's word is able to instruct us as believers of whatever the next step is He wants us to take. Now, there's some mystery to this. You know, you just can't find, open to chapter and verse, you will go to the shopping center and spend X number of dollars on this particular merchandise. But as we open ourselves to God's word, the Spirit can guide us and help us make good choices and guides and bless us along the way. And we can know some great principles about spending money and how to use it wisely and to approach that in the right way. And whatever the issue of life is, whatever the next step is. I think also he can tell us in that when it says a lamp to my feet, that's the next step in our spiritual development. Maybe he wants through the Word of God to kind of tap you on the shoulder, just like you were sharing in your testimony about that, hearing about that person that Mary said that heard him say, well, what's a Bible? You know, somehow that was God's prompting, and we understand through what you know from the Word of God that this is valuable. These are the words of life. This is what matters. Maybe the next step is just tapping on the shoulder. Here's what I want you to do for me. Here's what I want you to do to serve me. And maybe you felt a tap on the shoulder tonight to give a special gift to the Gideons tonight, if that's what God leads you to do. So that next step. But also a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Not only does it show you the next step, but it's going to give you, as it shines out in front of you, it's going to show you what's in front of you, the path, the longer view of life. I'm glad it is both. Back in my younger days as an early teenager, an uncle of mine that lived nearby, he would always invite my brothers and myself and a couple cousins, whoever was available, to go hunting with him. And we would do hunting at night, which was ridiculous to begin with, in my opinion now. And we kind of figured out that what he actually was doing, if the dogs treed something down in the woods, he'd sit in the truck with a thermos of coffee and say, you guys go down there and, you know, see what that is. So we go traipsing through the wood with a little flashlight. And I remember this very distinctly. You shine down at your feet, boom, you'd walk right into a limb. If you shine up here, you're going to trip over something. So you just kind of are like, you didn't know which way to ever quite shine as you're tromping through the woods, you know, trying to get to where you're going. Well, the great thing is God's Word shows us the next step. It also is going to show us the path that we're on. Maybe we'd say it this way. It will keep you on the, it will give you guidance for the right road ahead to keep us on target and on track. The great news is this is available to each and every one of us, each and every moment, because of the availability of the Word of God. And if it were not available as it is now, we could do what many believers do in the world today and what many believers throughout history have done, just commit portions of it to memory so you have it available for the Spirit of God to guide you. We can do that. And then not only just so that we will know, make sure we understand that. It's not just to see where you're going, not just the next step in what you're going, but so that you will take those steps and stay on that road. Always connected with the information God gives us, the revelation He gives us, is to give us this desire and the ability to obey what He tells us to do, to walk in obedience. So good guidance will keep you on this right road of where you need to be. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path to keep us in the next step, keep us on the right road, and keep us walking in obedience. Some of you are familiar with a writer, and we used to listen to him on the radio, by the name of Warren Wiersbe. Warren Wiersbe went to be with the Lord on Thursday this week at the age of 89. He leaves behind more than 150 books, and I have a number of them in my library. I always have found them very helpful. But I found this quote, and sort of as a testimony, as a kind of tribute to him, but talking about this, he says this: We do not understand and then obey. That is instruction. We obey by faith, and then we understand. That is illumination. So even though that next step might be mysterious to us, or that path we may not know, and we may not understand it all, we by faith take that step following the guidance of God's Word and understand that as we do, then He's going to make the path plain to us. If you've been a believer for a long period of time, you've had this experience. As you're walking through your life of faith, you don't really know what's out there and what's next. But when you look back, oh, I see how you guided me. Your hand has guided me. That we would walk in obedience. So I hope this little verse will be an encouragement to you and will continue to come alive. I hope every one of us have the experience. Maybe before this day gets out, maybe when a new day dawns, that you'll take that copy of the Word of God that you have and that you'll open it up to some portion of what God wants to say to you. And the Lord will flip on the light for the next step He wants you to take. And He'll eliminate the next turns, as it were, and He will keep you on the right path as you walk in obedience to His Word.